Sir, if it's all right with you, I would like to answer your question about the impacts of the government shutdown and furloughing our civilians. First, the legal standard against which we make decisions about who is furloughed and who isn't is, and this is quoting from the law, is that which is necessary to protect against imminent threat to life or property. And so our applying that standard is what resulted across the board in furloughing roughly 70%. I think that will change as if this drags on. And we will make adjustments depending on what we see as the potential imminent threats to life or property, to quote the law. I will tell you as to impacts, I've been in the intelligence business for about 50 years. I've never seen anything like this. From my view, I think this, on top of the sequestration cuts that we're already taking, that this seriously damages our ability to protect the safety and security of this nation and its citizens. I would commend to you Senator Feinstein's superb statement yesterday on the floor, outlining her concerns with which I completely agree. This affects our ability, this is not just a beltway issue, this affects our global capability to support the military, to support diplomacy, and to support our policymakers. And the danger here, of course, that this will accumulate over time. The damage will be insidious. So each day that goes by, the jeopardy increases. This is a dreamland for Foreign Intelligence Service to recruit, particularly as our employees already, many of whom subject to furloughs, driven by sequestration, are going to have, I believe, even greater financial challenges. So we're spending our time setting up counseling services for employees to help them manage their finances. So from my standpoint, this is extremely damaging, and it will increase so as this shutdown drags on.